We are six lines up from the bottom on Samach Vav Amud Beis. We're in the middle of this machlokas between Abaye and Rava about Recha, Recha Milsa, Recha Lav Milsa. Abaye says Recha Milsahi, Rava says Recha Lav Milsahi, and now the Gemara begins Amar of Mari Kitanai. The truth is this machlokas Abaye and Rava is really a machlokas Tanoim, based on the following statement, Haroda Paschama. If a person takes the bread out of the oven, it's hot bread out of the oven, the nosna al pi chavis shel yayin shel truma, and then he places it on top of a barrel of wine, which happens to be hektish. Rav Meir Oser, Rav Yehuda Matir. Rav Meir says you can no longer use that bread because it gets infused in the truma wine, so only a kohen can have it. Rav Yehuda says no, it's fine. Rav Yossi is a third opinion. What does he say? Matir b'shel chitin v'osher b'shel so'orin. If it was a wheat-based bread, then it would be mutter. If it was a barley-based bread, it would be usher. Why? Because somehow the barley has a quality that it pulls out the taste from other places. So here it would be pulling out the taste of the wine from the barrel. So the Gemara says, based on this brisa, my love v'hakam ivlagi, would this not be the machlokas between Abaye and Rava? The mar savarecha milsihi, umar savarecha lav kulumhi. And clearly, it sounds like Rabbi Meir, who says that if you take the hot bread and you put it on a barrel of wine, of truma, that the bread is now asur, but Rabbi Yudah says it's mutter, must be that it's time of recha, that it's only the smell that's imparted. They're not being cooked together, so therefore, recha milsihi. And one says recha milsa, one says recha lav milsihi. So the Gemara says as follows: according to Rava, you're right. Certainly, machlokas tanoim, and therefore, and Rava is going to follow the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, who says reicha milsihi. But le'abaye, but according to Abaye's shita, who says reicha milsihi, milema tanahi, do you really need to say that this is a machlokas tanoim? Maybe not. Well, could you say instead, amr lecha Abaye? Abaye would say to you, lav mi itmar Allah amar Rava bar Rachana amar Eish Lakish. Everyone agrees that if you have hot bread and the barrel is opened, and you take the bread and you put it on top of the open barrel, everyone agrees that the bread is going to become asr because it's going to be infused with the recha of the wine. And everyone agrees that if you take cold bread and you put it on top of a covered barrel, nothing's going to happen. So lo nechlechu ela b'pas chama v'chavis megufa b'pas tonenes v'chavis psucha. Where they argue is when you have hot bread placed on a covered barrel or cold bread on an open barrel. That would be the machlokas. Do we say that recha milsa or recha lav milsi? But there isn't necessarily any machlokas tanoim. Rather, he says, this case, haroda paschamba benasla pi chavas shayan shal truma, Rav Meir Oser, Rav Yehuda Matir, it really could be based on the circumstance. In other words, what's the case? Everyone agrees when it's pas chama and chavis psucha, that's going to be aser, and everyone agrees when it's pas sonenes and chavis magufa, it's everything's going to be mutter. So the machlokas between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda is only when it's hot bread in a covered barrel or cold bread in an open barrel. That's the machlokas. But our discussion is about a bastiha. What was the bastiha? Is where you put that tube inside the barrel, the hole that you created on the side of the barrel. So therefore, so what's that case more analogous to? Says the Gemara, the case of the bastiha is analogous to hot bread that was placed on top of an open barrel. And what do we do there? We assert the bastiya when it's chavis pascham. If it's pascham and chavis psucha, we're going to say it's aser. So too, in the case of the bastiya, we're also going to say that it's aser. And that's what Abaye said. Abaye amar aser, Rav amar mutter. So according to Abaye, you can learn it this case without saying it's machlokas tanoim, that it's analogous. You have this. The bastiya is going to be Asr according to Abaye because it's analogous to a case of paschama v'chavis psucha, but according to Rava, it is a machlokas tanoim. So we end off the discussion about recha milsa, recha lav milsa, without a clear answer, but nevertheless, as we mentioned before, we end up paschaling like Rava, recha lav milsahi.